podcast where we share stories of purpose, passion, and the power of doing good. In this episode, we're diving into the world of secondhand fashion with first-hand impact. I'm joined by Liz from Golf for Good and by Jen from Thrift for Good, a Dubai-based social enterprise on a mission to rehome pre-loved items to reduce waste and support children's charities around the world. Thrift for Good has become a key partner for Golf for Good, funding classrooms, supplies and school programs through the sale of donated clothes and accessories. We'll talk about how it all started, how the fashion resale movement can drive real change, and the ripple effect of each purchase made in their store. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really excited for this conversation.
Me too.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
So let's jump straight in. Jen, founder of Thrift for Good. Tell me, how did it all start? What's the story?
Yeah, so I used to work with Golf for Good. And of course, you guys know Golf for Good raises money through life-changing adventure challenges around the world. At that time, we'd have people calling us almost every single day wanting to declutter their clothes. Dubai didn't have any infrastructure for that in those days. And also people wanted to volunteer. So me and some friends, very cheekily, we started collecting on the side, selling at weekend markets to raise more money for Golf for Good projects. And that legacy just, it grew really quickly and really fast. There was a day where I looked around my home and every wall had boxes of clothing, every drawer, there were things popping out to sell. And luckily my partner at the time had the sense to say, Jen, you either need to do this, like really do this, get storage and go for it, or stop, because we can't live like this. So I'm so glad and grateful that I said yes. And everything just came together from that moment.
Love that. Incredible, yeah. Incredible story. And Liz, you work at Golf for Good in the office on the charity side. So tell me about your journey. When did you join Golf for Good and what drew you to Golf for Good?
I'm from Pakistan. I moved and have predominantly worked in the nonprofit sector over there. I got married and moved to Dubai, and I was looking to continue my journey helping children around the world, and Golf for Good came across my eyes, and here I am 2 years later, and it's been an amazing journey. And I think what drew me to Golf for Good is this really beautiful harmony that it has between challenge and charity, where you're so connected and committed to the cause. That's what really drew me in, and that's what's kept me there, and I don't really see myself leaving, so I love it.
Yeah, amazing, incredible. So let's talk about thrift and what thrift does. So secondhand shopping, or thrifting, secondhand shopping as we call it in England, is gaining so much momentum now, especially in the UAE. Why do you think that is?
Oh, well, I think people are becoming more aware of some of the detriments around the fashion industry and looking for better choices. I think it's also people looking for more affordable options. Thrifting is a great option to be able to access much better quality for a much lesser price. And I think it's access. And I'd like to say Thrift for Good is a big part of that movement, that story of bringing access of thrifting to the UAE.
I love it. I love it. Liz, talk to me about how Golf for Good and Thrift for Good work together, because you obviously are head of charities. So how does the relationship work between the two businesses, the two charities?
So Thrift for Good is Golf for Good's sister social enterprise. All of the profits, 100%, go towards Golf for Good projects. So that's the main synergy. And within our charity charter, we only work with children's charities that have the ability to reach the greatest amount of children and looking at sustainable, scalable solutions. So that's how we pick the charities, and 100% of the profits from Thrift for Good go towards Golf for Good projects.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And we this is, I think, our sixth episode now of this podcast. In every episode, we've spoken about community, the Golf for Good community. Mm. Now, I know Thrift for Good also has a very special community as well. Can you tell me a bit about that, Jen?
Yeah, so we're to keep our expenses down because, as Liz said, we donate 100% of our profits. We rely on volunteers. That saves costs, and that has brought forward the most beautiful community that I could possibly imagine. So anyone is welcome in store 18 above. And we've got a beautiful community of about 70 people who make the stores run on a day-to-day basis. We also have about 3,000, especially youth, who are the wider community that help us support events and other different opportunities. And it's one of the benefits as well of Thrift for Good is people come to us to volunteer, and through that they make friends, they make, they find a way to give back. It's very synonymous with Golf for Good's community.
Yeah. I will segue in and say, you know, when you go to one of the thrift stores and you just meet the volunteers, etc., it's a very like warm feeling. I think that's the best way to describe it. I think you touched on it really well. Like, you've created this amazing community, and it's about of course, it's thrifting and there's challenges, but you create so many friendships in it, and it's nice to be surrounded by that. It's lovely to come into the thrift show. We work there every Tuesday, and it's lovely to come in and just be surrounded by so much positivity, and they're all so happy to be there. It's really lovely. So,
I think that's the thing about Thrift for Good and Golf for Good. It attracts a very similar heartbeat. Yeah. There's a filter. People don't do this unless they've got something special going on in there.
Yeah.
And it's just whether you're more interested in climbing mountains.
Yeah.
Or buying clothes, I guess.
We've got it all.
Yes, exactly. And I can certainly vouch for what you're saying with the community, because I was very lucky enough to go to Ethiopia with Judy and Samara from Thrift for Good. And it was incredible. It's a friendship we formed that hopefully will last forever, and definitely memories that will last forever.
Yeah.
So it really is a really special community. Let's talk about sustainability and style. So bringing the two together. So for somebody who has never thrifted before, never thought about doing it, whether that's donating or buying, what would you say to them?
I would say your life is about to change for the best reasons ever. If you will allow me to ramble for just a second, a lot of people don't know that the fashion industry is actually exceptionally unsustainable. Mm-hmm. Right now, a record 150 billion pieces are being produced every year. Yeah, and about 3/5 of those new pieces go into the landfill within the first year of their life. And what is also outrageous is that all the companies are switching to the cheapest production lines possible, which means toxic dyes that you're wearing on your back, materials that are meant to fall apart, that are made out of plastic, that are polluting our oceans, et cetera, et cetera. And then the labor side. People are working 16-hour days for less than 10 dirhams per day. And, oh, God, I cried when I read this stat. 71% of clothing industry is supposedly child labor. There's 160 million kids on our planet working, and child labor is almost solely responsible for that. So if you know those stats, I really hope you think twice before ordering Shein or walking into H&M or Zara. So what's great about thrifting is there's so many beautiful clothes that exist, especially in Dubai. It's such a commercial city. There's no reason to not buy something that's perfect quality. You're saving the planet. You're decreasing the demand and for unsustainable products, and instead fueling something that goes back. It protects the planet, invests in kids. And once you start thrifting and you look and you're like, a Zara dress, 30 dirhams, cool. It kind of becomes mentally impossible to buy firsthand again. So I recommend it. You'll find very unique, amazing one-off pieces. So I would say your style can actually improve. And when the cost is less, you can try different things with very little risk, very little exposure. So, I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I hope people try it, because it's just such a better way to interact with clothing.
Yeah, incredible. And those stats are quite frankly shocking, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it absolutely makes you think twice. Right, tell me about the most unique things you've had donated. I want to know the stories.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
I love this question. So we see, and sorting in Thrift for Good is really fun, because you have no idea what's going to be in those bags. And it's everything from dirty, holy used socks to like Gucci, amazing vintage bags, everything in between. We also find really, really funny pieces as well, like fashion. You're like, who is going to wear this skimpy little denim underwear? Denim underwear, is that a thing?
Did it get sold?
it's actually sitting in our box for a workshop to like add material to make it a skirt. There's no waste out there for good. But yeah, as it is, we're like, I don't think we'll put this in store. As it is. And just everything you can imagine, we've seen it in one form or another. Yeah. I don't know if you want this story. I think sometimes people confuse their garbage bag for their clothing bag. So we've seen dirty diapers. I mean, everything. We've seen everything.
Everything.
But the thing is, it's all really welcome because we're committed to not putting anything in the landfill. Okay, the dirty diaper we had to throw away. Yeah. But when clothing, we don't throw it.
Yeah. So talk me through what happens. You receive the clothing into the store. Mm-hmm. And then how does it go from arriving in that bag to arriving on the shelf? What happens?
Of course. So it's all the love of volunteers. We accept anything that you wear or anything you read. So clothing, shoes, accessories, bags, books. It's all welcome in any condition. What we do is we sort it by quality. So if it's perfect quality, we sanitize it by steaming it. We price it. We put it out. If it's not perfect, we ask, can we make it perfect? So we're washing, stain treating in the house. We have great volunteers who are mending, sewing, upcycling. We do workshops to turn things into new things, which is great. If we can't save it or it's not worth saving, we donate to local labor camps, which is great, with Serve the City. It's a fantastic partnership. And if it's no longer usable, we're working with Landmark Group to recycle it into new fibers, new textiles. So we are the only place where you can bring your clothes and know that it's not going into the landfill, which has been a challenge, but we got there. So I'm so proud.
Incredible, incredible. Yeah, and we have the Golf for Good Ball coming up, 24th of May. Should we come and shop with you?
Yes, absolutely yes. If you're looking for a dress for one occasion, we just got about 20 beautiful ball dresses in the Sustainability Hub. I think I pushed it on the chat.
We're there.
So instead of spending, I mean, how much does a ball gown cost? 800 dirhams, 1,000 dirhams, if you're going like, come spend 100 dirhams, help the kids through that dress, wear it for one night, and then have something for next year.
Incredible. So, great. Yeah. I'm going to be coming and paying you a visit this weekend.
Yes. Not good choices.
Let's jump back to the charity partnerships. So, Jen, when you started Thrift for Good, you could have obviously partnered with any charity within the UAE.
I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of charities through the years. But Golf for Good will always have my loyalty because it is so transparent. It's really about helping the kids. And everything we do, it's all about how do we do good work with this money. It's a beautiful organization, and I love that it is really effectively reaching the people who need it the most. So, Liz, thank you for the great work you're doing.
Thank you for being able to let me do that work.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, Thrift for Good was born out of Golf for Good. I see the two as being sisters. They work so well together. And the community is intertwined, the volunteer challenges, the everything that we can do together. I see it from strength to strength and a really beautiful, strong partnership.
One thing that we've seen come up a lot on this podcast series is the transparency. And I'm going to ask you about this, Liz. Transparency of funds and where the money goes and how it's distributed. Can you add some words to that? Because that is a big thing for people when they are, you know, supporting charities.
Of course, 100%. So how it works is Golf for Good has a charity charter that governs who we can support and who we can't. I touched on it briefly a little while ago, but the idea is we have a strict set of documents that we look at. And we ask every charity, we don't just directly pick one, we look at a multitude of them and we look at which project has the most ability to be sustainable and scalable and have the greatest potential to reach children. Obviously, then there's the due diligence aspect, which is they have to be audited, they have to be registered. We ensure complete transparency in that. And when they are, it's quite similar to how a grant would work. So funds are always distributed in tranches. And against every tranche, we request reporting. That's great for Golf for Good to be able to look at transparency and, you know, Thrift for Good. And then on the other side, we also take all of those updates and we report them to our relevant donors because, you know, they're not on ground. And it's really beautiful to be able to see that project go from point A to point B to point C. And then we continue to do that until we're at the last tranche of their payment. And at that point, they're given the money and they have 6 months to do a very detailed completion report that's aligned with looking at the SDGs, looking at sustainability, looking at long-term outcomes, outputs, I know that was a very long, lengthy answer, but essentially it's a very long system, but we make sure that we do it to ensure transparency, because if somebody like you is coming in and donating a t-shirt, anything, you should be able to know that your funds are going where they're intended to go. Yeah. And I think that's the beautiful synergy that Thrift for Good and Gulf for Good have, the complete transparency because of processes like this.
And if I could add also, I love that Gulf for Good is always building in opportunities to visit the charities. Yes. So it's, you know, to buy clothing and to be, I'm helping, yay. But then when you can actually go and meet the kids and hear them say, I want to be a doctor, as so many of the kids in Ethiopia said in their little videos, right? Or to learn their ambitions, their dreams, and connect what you're really doing with what's happening. I think that for me is what
100%
that gets me out of bed every morning. It's those kids.
So, yeah.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Jen, when we talk about Thrift for Good, how can, other than shopping and donating, how else can we get involved with Thrift for Good?
So it is a very open organization. The sky's the limit. Shopping is definitely the easiest way to get involved and very fun. Donating, contributing your clothes, that's what keeps us going. Volunteering your time. Again, like I said, we're volunteer run, so we always need people with good ideas, with a little bit of free time to come and help us do it. And so lastly is partnerships. So we donate 100% of our profits to support children's charity projects. It's not the best model for growth. So if companies want to invest in helping us grow, that's fantastic. Or Gulf for Good's partnership programs as well. Also, we do take in corporate groups that want to do sorting, that want to distribute the clothes at labor camp, those kind of things. And we were also launching, drumroll, May, public workshops. So we're going to start teaching people how to sew, how to bring back the old ways of a button fell off, let's sew it back on, let's fix it, let's take care of it. And we've got a really cool lineup of workshops coming. So refilling candles, making candles.
I'll be there.
Yes, May, check it out. I'll send you an invite. Patchwork, creating clothes, all these things. And we're starting to work a lot more with youth as well to teach them how to sew and get their volunteer certificates through the process.
Incredible. I love that. Absolutely love it. Final question for both of you. I'll start with you. And it's the same question. What are your hopes for Thrift for Good for the future?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to babble a little bit. My first thrifting experience was with Thrift for Good. I've lived in London, I've lived in Canada, where thrifting is more common, but this was my first experience, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, and you know, I was there the other day, and I saw one of these pair of shoes, okay, that I had donated, that was being purchased by somebody else. And I think for me, that was, it was just so nice to know that's going somewhere where it's going to get love and be used, as opposed to just sitting in my closet. So my hopes, just because of my own personal experience, would be for Thrift for Good to open stores all over Dubai, to be like a Zara or an H&M and replace it maybe. but yeah, that would be the goal. And I see the hunger. I see people wanting it. I have switched over, so Jen, you have converted me, and it was an amazing experience. So I think that I would really want that. And again, the more profit, the more money we all raise together, the bigger impact that we can have, which is fundamentally why we're all here.
And Jen, the future, what does it look like?
The future of Thrift for Good. So first, I'm going to start with a question. It's pretty addictive, isn't it?
It's really bad. We work there every Tuesday, and I come in and I have a one in, one out policy. So every time I take something, I donate one thing back to Thrift for Good. But very distracting in that, like, 10-foot walk up to the office, there's like three things in my hand. Yeah.
But that's the beauty of
it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you're still paying, I would say, an eighth of what you would pay for one item of clothing. You know?
It's very true. Yeah. So our vision is a sustainable world where everyone has what they need to thrive. And I really think Thrift for Good has the capacity to flip the fashion industry on its head in the GCC. So in the next 10 years, I'm hoping we have a store. Ooh, it's very ambitious. Hear me out. We have a store all across this region, because it's something that's so desperately needed here. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist. There's demand. There's the clothes. And there's definitely more than enough kids that could benefit from this. So that is what we're working hard to do.
Inshallah.
Incredible. Liz, thank you so much for everything you do for Golf for Good. And Jen, I love that vision. That's incredible. And, you know, at Golf for Good, we couldn't be more prouder of the things that you're achieving. So thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for giving us reason.
Thank you so much.
So we've just heard from Jen and Liz. They have shown us how simple actions like donating a dress or buying a jacket can have a massive impact. From clothes to classrooms, the work you're doing proves that sustainability and giving back can go hand in hand. To our listeners, you can visit Thrift for Good at their locations in Dubai or elsewhere in the GCC, TBC, coming soon, watch this space. And of course, learn more about our partnerships by visiting golfforgood.org. Oh,